Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So long before anyone anywhere had an improv training center, Players Workshop in Chicago was the place to be. Players Workshop has taught over 10,000 students to perform fearlessly in any moment. Alumni include Bill Murray, Harold Ramis, Amy Sedaris, David Pasquese, Bonnie Hunt, Matt Walsh, George Wendt, Bob Odenkirk. Creators, entrepreneurs, educators, writers, humanitarians, parents, students, and hundreds more. There's something for everyone, and to talk about it all is my pal Jeff Rogers, who's the managing partner of Players Workshop. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
You asked me to say the word Players Workshop five times in the intro. I think I got it done.
It was four and a half. One mumbled a little bit. We'll try again a little later in the show.
Okay. All right. Fine. Let's talk a little bit about this history. It's been around for 50 years. You know, what is it all about? The history, the alumni, all that good stuff.
Yeah. So everybody knows about Second City, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's world famous. And when I was at Second City and on stage with Steve Carell and Stephen Colbert, it was literally a magical place to be. Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, all these great people. But when I got trained, I actually got trained to do that at Players Workshop. And that's where I really found out the history, which is that Players Workshop started at Second City. When Second City got started, they were just bringing actors together and kind of teaching them, here's how you do this,
right,
and throwing them up on stage. And one of the original actresses there, Josephine Forsberg, was like, okay, hold on a minute. We can't do it like this. We got to actually have a curriculum. We got to teach these people how to do this really well. And so she learned from Viola Spolin, who was one of the original teachers of improv. And then in 1970, they were like, listen, she was doing these classes for the Second City actors, but all of these other people were showing up for the classes. And the producer, Bernie Solins, was like, you can't do that here. You got to take this somewhere else. It's too many people. We got shows. What do you do? So that's when she spun it out herself into Players Workshop of Second City. And it was, just the place to go study all the people you mentioned. I mean, Bill Murray did not have enough money to pay for classes. He ended up painting Josephine Forsberg's house.
I love that, actually. That's awesome.
True story. There's such a great end cap to that as well. So fast forward like 45 years later, and Bill Murray is a junior partner in the New York Giants. And they are having a losing season. It's 2007. They're having a losing season. They bring in, Bill is like, I've got this person to bring in. They bring in a 90-year-old Josephine Forsberg to do an improv workshop with them. This is no joke. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
They went on to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
That year.
That's a great story. And that also is a testament to what Bill felt Players Workshop did for him in his career.
Absolutely. And that's the power of improv. That's really what it's all about, is the ability to bring people together, to give them a common bond, but also to allow themselves to kind of come out of their shell a little bit and really explore their creativity. So that's a big reason why we're bringing it back. We've been slow rolling this comeback for the last couple of years, but now we're super excited about this next stage of development for players.
Yeah, and I was going to say, this isn't just for, an actor, a comedian that wants to do some training. It is. It absolutely is. But as you said, it's for everyone. Like, you've got stage fright. You need to do some public speaking, team building, from a corporate standpoint. I mean, really, improvisation can be for everyone and is for everyone.
Yeah, it is. And it does different things for different people. The thing is, you have to come in and experience it to understand what it's going to do for you. And that's a key element, because whether you're a little, less creative than you think you could be, or you think, wow, I really could do the stuff that I see on Saturday Night Live or in the movies or on television, I just don't know where to go with it. Players Workshop is a place, literally it's a workshop. So you come in and you work on these things. It's not just, you know, you're sitting in the audience and you're learning, writing, taking notes. You're up on stage probably 85 to 90% of the time that you're in a class. You're doing exercises that bring out different sides of you and let you tap into your own creativity and what you're able to do. And you're right. It's not just for actors, but, you know, it really is a great place for actors. It is where an actor's career can start. And we're doing something special right now. We call it Improv 360, and we've put together everything that an actor could use in their first year of being an actor, the training. We've got master classes with Emmy winners and Super Bowl advertising creatives. We've got social media branding experts to come in and help them, along with our Players Workshop improv training, which is going to give them all they need to get up on stage anywhere in the world, get up in front of a camera, get out for auditions, TV, all of that good stuff. In 1 year, as opposed to taking 2, 3, 4, and 5 years to put all of those things together. And we did that on purpose because it's all about trying to make life a little bit easier, to give them that creative sandbox and make it easier for them to launch their career. And we call it a career accelerator. Now, here's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. When I went, I was absolutely all about getting into Second City. And actually, I was hired there after my first round of classes at Second City. But I went with the idea of being an actor. I was in class with one guy, John, who sold Yellow Book ads, Yellow Pages ads, those?
Oh, yeah.
So I was in class with a guy who did that, a grandmother, who wanted to be able to relate to her grandkids a little bit better and have some fun and, you know, be a little more creative. Mm-hmm. So it's always been a place where people who want to explore that, who want to be better at presenting, at being more natural and authentic, and even, you know, content creators is such a big thing right now, influencers and content creators. Look, you got to be creative in order to be a content creator. This is the place to get in touch with that and do a lot better on camera and do all of those things. So it is a skill that everybody can use. And what's great is we do bring it to corporate as well. We do corporate workshops for team building, presentation training, innovation, because it helps in all those areas.
Players Workshop, playersworkshoponline.com. Jeff Rogers is the managing partner. He's got an event coming up next Tuesday, the 18th, at the Apollo Theater Studio, which is really cool. We'll talk about that. Also, he wants to do an improv session with any of you that want to call in, 312-981-7200. We'll put you on the air, and Jeff will walk you through the process, 312-981-7200. More with Jeff Rogers, Players Workshop, next on 720 WGN. All right, Dave Plyer, 720 WGN. We're talking to managing partner Jeff Rogers of Players Workshop, the original improv training center. So talk a little bit first about, before we take our callers, we do have a bunch of callers, and I've got two that we picked to be on the line. That's Mike and Ray. Talk about this Apollo Theater improv, Taste of Improv, that you're doing next Tuesday that anybody can attend, really see what this is all about.
Yeah, so the idea is we wanted people, because we know, you know, somebody says, oh, come do improv, and they're like, oh, I don't want to get on stage. I don't want to, you know, that I get nervous. So
which is the reason for doing this.
It kind of is. I mean, a lot of people who have a shyness issue, you know, come to these and really come out of their shell. But that's why we're doing the Taste of Improv, where we are going to give you a very gentle sort of exposure to improv, and get you up and maybe do one or two exercises so you can see what it's about. You can see the whole process, and it's free. If you go on the website and click on free workshop, sign up. There are only, there's a limited number of spots, but it is a great way to experience improv and see if it's right for you. I got to tell you, every time we've done one of these, 90% of the people who do it go, oh, okay, now I get it, and they end up signing up. So if you've got an inkling, come and join us. It's just a fun night.
So it's Tuesday the 18th, the Apollo Theater studio. But then starting on Friday nights coming up, you're going to be doing the improv, Great Night of Comedy, free improv set afterwards. Of course, there's some cocktails and restaurants down the street, so you make a night of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's really, I mean, what are you going to do on a Friday night? Am I right, Dave? Come on.
Yeah, you're going to listen to this show, you son of a...
After the show.
But I mean, after the show. No, I see what you mean now. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes. No, so the idea is that we're going to do just really provide people a new place to go see improv, right? You know, otherwise you're kind of going Improv Olympic closed. Improv Olympic, which, by the way, started at Players Workshop.
Oh.
So, yeah, it really is the hub of improvisation in Chicago. So come and see a show. The tickets are going to be really inexpensive. There's great restaurants down the street. It's in Lincoln Park. And the Apollo is just an amazing theater and just a great organization. So it should be a lot of fun.
So we're going to give a couple of our listeners, and we have a bunch. We're going to take two here, and we're going to bring them on the line right now. Mike from Racine and Ray from Wheeling. I just lost Mike, if you want to get Mike back on, or Mike, if you want to call back in. Ray, hello. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, we'll see if we can get Mike back on here. I think that's him calling in right now. So what do you want to do here? I know you threw a couple of different improv games out here. One was a one-minute movie, two for one, one word back and forth, yeah. I confess. So talk to us about what you want to do first. Maybe we'll do a couple of them.
Well, I think one of the easiest ones we can do is ABC. And for the most part, everybody knows the alphabet. Although we're going to see how well. I know it seems easy, but I've messed this up myself on stage before. And but it seems easy. So here's the idea: is that we'll go around in a circle, and it'll be is Mike back on?
Mike is back on. Yes, Mike, welcome in.
I'm here.
All right.
Fantastic. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go and we're going to have a scene and all the dialogue. I know that there's going to be 26 lines of dialogue. The reason I know that is each successive line is going to start with the next letter of the alphabet. So if I start with a line like, all of you people need to move over to the left, the next person would start the next line of dialogue with the letter B. So he might say, because why? We're happy here. The next person would start with the letter C. Can't you move it over to the right? You know, so whatever that scene is. So we'll get a topic to talk about. Dave, why don't you give us a topic? And here's the order we'll go in. I'll start things off, and then we'll go Ray, and then Mike, and then me, and Ray, Mike, me, Ray, Mike, me, and we'll just keep going around in a circle, all right?
Mike, Ray, does that you get it? Do you know what we're doing here?
Yeah. So I follow Jim.
You follow Jeff.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Jeff.
Okay. All right.
That's
so
all right.
Let's
if we hear it, Jim, we're in trouble. Dave, you can keep count, all right?
All right.
An eye on the clock.
Let's talk about apple picking. Very popular right now this time of year.
Apple picking. Okay. That's fantastic. And I tell you what, give us a letter of the alphabet.
Let's say G. G.
Fantastic. That's a
There's a lot to choose from, Jeff. Right. I just, you know.
There is. I know. There was a lot of work there in that moment. All right. So I'm going to start with the letter G. We're going to be talking about apple picking. Remember, it's going to go Jeff, Ray, Mike. And Ray and Mike, thank you for joining and doing this. All right. So it's going to start with the letter G. I'm going to begin. Start the clock right now.
Okay.
Great day for apple picking. Isn't it, Ray?
Hellacious day, I believe. What do you think, Mike?
An interesting kind of day, I'd say.
Just the kind of day to go apple picking with my two best friends.
Kenny and Jim?
Who's next, Mike?
Mike is next.
Oh, what are we up to, Jay?
Kenny and Jim.
JK.
J.
Just the kind of day I was waiting for.
Well,
let's get on track here.
Yeah, look. There you go.
Let's get on track and really focus on the apple picking, okay?
Maybe if we had some Granny Smiths, that would be a good thing to have.
Mike?
N. So we're up to N, is that right?
That's right.
Not the type of day I expected.
Okay, there we go.
There's our time. So here's the thing, and this is the, Mike, Ray, you guys did an amazing job here, right? You guys did fantastic. Thanks for playing.
You got to think on your feet. You do have to think on your feet. So when you just said the alphabet, going through, paying attention, listening to the words, looking at what that next letter is, yeah, but practice makes perfect in doing this exercise.
Well, and here's the thing with it. If you translate it just for 1 second outside of this exercise that we're doing and having some fun and trying to be, you know, in the moment, it really makes you listen, just like you said, Dave. So you're paying attention. It also makes you really focus on the moment. So nobody's thinking about, oh, I got to go home, I got to do shopping, I got to do this, I got to do the other thing. It's all about being present in the moment with the people that you're with. And that's something that I think a lot of people nowadays are finding in short supply. So those are the kinds of things that we can take away from improv in our regular everyday lives.
Yeah, I get it.
We can also have fun apple picking.
You can. Ray and Mike, thank you so much for doing that. Jeff, what have they won?
They won a free workshop on the 18th at the Apollo Theater Studio.
All right.
Starting at 7 p.m.
Yeah, Mike, come to that too. Ray, you too. Thanks for calling. All right, so again, it is on the 18th, Friday night shows, of course, the Apollo Theater Studio. And for more information on all of this, playersworkshoponline.com. Jeff, thank you. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Take care, everybody.
Thanks. All right, news is next.